Dit fragment is genomen uit de onbewerkte en authentieke audioregistratie door John S. Goldsmith en is onder auteursrechtelijke bescherming naar internationaal recht volgens de conventie van Bern. Respecteer dat alsjeblieft. Dit fragment is genomen uit de onbewerkte en authentieke audioregistratie door John S. Goldsmith en is onder auteursrechtelijke bescherming naar internationaal recht volgens de conventie van Bern. Respecteer dat alsjeblieft.
First of all, the principle is that God is individual consciousness, that God is your consciousness and mine. Now let us remember that, because everything else stems out from that principle. This principle, God is individual consciousness. God is the consciousness of the individual. God is your consciousness and mine. This is the principle upon which everything else stems out in the message of the infinite way. There are many so-called principles. There are many facets of the same principle. But the one point, the one vision above all that may be called the vision of the infinite way is the principle that God is individual consciousness. God is the consciousness of the individual. God is your consciousness and mine, and his and hers, and its. The animal world, the vegetable world, the mineral world, God is the consciousness thereof. Scripturally, you have this revealed in such passages as, I and the Father are one, or, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine, and I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Whithersoever thou goest, I will go. If you go through the waters, you will not drown, because I am with you. If you go through the flames, they will not kindle upon you, because I am with you. In other words, that I, which is divine consciousness, is wherever you are. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Lo, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Whither shall I flee from thy presence? Lo, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. You see, there is no way of getting away from that divine consciousness, because even in hell or heaven or high tide or flame,